The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench, as always, in the biggest way possible. No Scotty tonight, couple more days of vacation. Carver High and Mafia with you on a Tuesday as we continue to get ready. NFL playoffs coming up this weekend. A lot of little nuggets, huge news for the Browns. Washington's got some news. Rams have some news. So we'll touch NFL playoffs. We've got NBA and College Rack going on tonight as well. And as always, the number to get involved, 844-843-6879. Before we get through some of tonight's games, good evening, Mafia. How are you?
I'm doing well, Carver. Glad to be back here with you doing the show once again. Always fun to be, rocking it and talking to the fans and talking about what's going on in the world of sports today.
Yeah, and we've got a lot happening. Plenty of NFL. We have a Heisman Trophy that was awarded tonight as well. Devonta Smith of Alabama wins that. Interesting nugget there with him that we'll get to later on. We'll quickly run through everything that's happening here tonight live. NBA, five games tonight. One is already final, and geez, Mafia, you talk about a final. The Nets, who are actually home dogs tonight against the Utah Jazz, 130-96. The Nets absolutely thumped them. 29 for Kyrie. He had a big night. No KD, as we know. Jeez, Mafia, no KD, no problem against the Jazz tonight in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it'd been interesting how this team had kind of been slumping a little bit since Dinwiddie got hurt. Then you had, KD go out, and people were wondering, what was kind of off with them. And I guess they were just kind of finding their footing again and rebounding from that. Now you get these guys stepping up on, the rest of this team. Allen with a big night, 19 points, 18 rebounds. And Kyrie, playing well, and playing well with others. That's the big thing for this team is going to be how well can Kyrie play with everyone else? Because we know the guy could play. We know he can shoot, and obviously, not as good as he thinks he can, with his whole no one's as clutch as me. KD's the first, guy I've ever played with who's as good a clutch shooter as I am. But still, he's had his problems everywhere. And now, we'll see what he can do in Brooklyn as he has this, cast of ragtag guys filling in and stepping up big right now. Guys who are like good role players, but not exactly stars. So he gets to be the star, and then we'll see what happens, when KD comes back from this little sabbatical. They played well early on together, but so far, this team, like you said, rebounding well from these couple, little losses they had going on. We're only 4-4 now, 3-3 at home. Looked great against the Jazz, though. They killed them from the start.
Jeez. Just absolute whitewashing tonight. Awful job by the Jazz. at Barclays against the Nets. Two games going on right now. Nuggets 59-58 over the T-Wolves in Denver. Denver was, I believe, 10 or 11 point favorite in this game right now. Live line -7.5. Lakers in Memphis. Second game in a row there for them. They beat them on Sunday in Memphis. Tonight, they were laying 9. 2-point game. The Grizz are up here in the fourth. A low-scoring game. I believe that Keith did say that on Coast to Coast today, that he liked the under in this Laker-Grizzly game. It is looking like it right now, as we'll keep our eyes in this. 79-77. See if the Grizzlies can get it done against the Lakers tonight. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates right now. Pharrell on the bench. No Scotty tonight. Carver High and Mafia with you. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. So those are the two games going on. We got Lakers, Grizz, T-Wolves, and Nuggets. Two games still to get going. Late night games on the East Coast. Spurs at the Clippers. -7.5 for the Clips right now. No Paul George. I can't, you know how I get about this stuff, Mafia. When you find out guys aren't playing literally right before game time, it's the worst. So no PG-13 for the Clips tonight. And the Bulls are catching 9.5 in Portland against the Trailblazers. Any interest, Mafia, in those two late-night NBA games tonight on the West Coast?
I am a little bit interested in the Spurs-Clippers game. Obviously, the Clippers are playing well right now out of the gates. The Spurs have sputtered. You know, obviously, they're not the team that they were when they had your boy Kawhi there. Obviously, they're not a team with, you know, the big three that they used to have, you know, with Duncan and Parker and Ginobili. You know, I got to see what Pop can do with these guys, because last year they were, you know, a pretty big disappointment. They were kind of a letdown. This year they're kind of going the same way. You got to wonder, you know, are they rebuilding this franchise? Are they stuck in limbo? Like, what's going on with them? What's Pop doing here? Is he just treading water until he retires? Because they haven't been good yet. But obviously without PG-13, that hurts the Clippers a little bit. And we'll see how they respond, if they can still cover there the 7.5.
Yeah, and that's your NBA tonight. So we've got those two games going on. While we are on, we will keep our eyes on that. A lot of college basketball tonight as well. I happen to be watching Marquette just absolutely lighting up UConn right now at home. 41-23, Marquette leads UConn. They just got underway in the second half. Missouri beating up Mississippi State right now, 41-27. Good one between North Carolina and Miami. 63-61, UNC leads them. Down in South Florida, that is getting close to the end. No line right now for that. Kansas in a late night game just getting underway at TCU, a 5-2 early lead for them. Texas Tech beat Kansas State. Clemson needed overtime to beat NC State tonight, and Texas had to hang on. They did not cover against Iowa State. Bad job by them. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879. Lot to do. Heisman, NBA, NFL playoffs. We start to get everything rolling tonight on the bench when we come back.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the source of live odds, line, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it
The Winning Edge.
Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. He'll be back in a couple of days from vacation. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. Under a minute to go down in Miami. 65-63. North Carolina leads the Hurricanes here. North Carolina, I mean, this is like 2 years in a row. They're not that good. I mean, they're 6-4 this year, 1-2 in the ACC. Miami 4-4. They have not won a game yet in league. North Carolina is really, over the last 2 years, they've slipped a little bit here, Moff. I mean, it's just been very strange to see Carolina take a little bit of a fall. I mean, I don't mind seeing it, but geez, very bizarre.
Yeah, you know, that's been a basketball factory ever since. Well, not even since Roy Williams got there. It was, you know, you're bringing in top recruits ever since it existed. But, you know, of course, under guys before him, it wasn't nearly as good of the program. And since he came from Kansas, you know, just getting five-star recruits and big lineups and, you know, great rosters every year. And now, in the last 2 years, it's kind of faltering. I don't know, maybe, you know, he's lost his touch as far as recruiting and getting some of these big players in here that this roster has not been up to snuff. Obviously, they've had some good guys still because they've had some top draft picks in the NBA. But they just can't work together, or it's injuries, or I'm not sure exactly what it is. But Roy Williams seems to, you know, be losing it a little bit here with North Carolina. They're just not nearly as good, and this program might be faltering back to what it was right before he got there.
Wow, and a turnover here by the Tar Heels, and Miami now has the ball down two with 20 seconds left to go. Wow, timeout. So 20 seconds left. We'll see if Miami can either tie up or take the lead against the Tar Heels down in South Beach. All right, Mafia. So the biggest thing with the NFL today was obviously the Cleveland Browns. And they have made the playoffs for the first time since 2002. Everybody is extremely happy in the city of Cleveland. They are ready to take on their division rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the COVID has struck the Browns. And they've had their COVID issues for the past couple of weeks. You remember they had no wide receivers against the Jets 2 weeks ago. Last week, they were missing a couple of guys against the Steelers in the Week 17 game. But now, head coach Kevin Stefanski, two other coaches as well, offensive lineman Joel Bitonio, who's probably their best, one of their two best offensive linemen, will miss the game on Sunday night. We now know, Mafia, how much a head coach and an offensive lineman is worth when it comes to the point spread, because the line went from 3.5 to 6. So now we know 2.5 points in the NFL for a head coach and a left guard. That's what the line will shift. This is tough. Like, you do feel bad. Like, there's a lot. You want to see even playing field. You want to see these two teams play, all these teams in the playoffs. You want best on best. It's just kind of the way it is all year. We've seen it in every sport. They've had their issues, and now the Browns Mafia are going to have to play Sunday night without their head coach. I mean, Alex Van Pelt, the OC, is going to be calling the plays. Pryfer is going to be the special teams coach, is going to be the acting head coach. Just a really tough situation all around for the Cleveland Browns today.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, it's not just obviously them, you know, the whole state. I mean, it's been all around the country, of course, but, you know, Ohio has been one of the big problem areas, you know, for a lot of points during this COVID pandemic, from all the way back to when it started, you know, here really in March when we started having the NCAA shut down. Don't forget, you know, DeWine, the governor of Ohio, was kind of the first one to come out and say, listen, you're not playing games here. And that was, you know, right before we're going to have those first four in Dayton. And everyone's like, wait a second, what's the NCAA going to do? And then they kind of started seeing all the other dominoes fall, you know, Ivy League, Duke, you know, some of these other ones decided to pull out. And then they said, okay, we're going to cancel the tournament. So it was hot in Ohio from the get-go, from the jump. You know, we talk about New York, we talk about California and some of the other places on the Pacific Northwest that were getting hit hard. It was hitting Ohio hard right from the beginning, and it's been there ever since. You know, you see not just the Browns with their issues last week. We've seen Ohio State. How many times have they had to push games or cancel them? You know, Day was out for a while, the coach and some of the other players. It's, you know, it's even apparently there now, possibly an issue, and we'll get into that later on with Alabama and Ohio State maybe possibly having to move the national championship game back. Both of them say they're not gonna, but you know, there's still enough COVID going around Ohio to cause issues. And as you said, it has been for the Cleveland Browns for, you know, a month now. And it just sucks that right now this is when it's striking. I mean, obviously, this is when the time of year people thought we'd get the second surge. And it just sucks that, you know, they finally get back to the playoffs their fans, you know, who are some of the most long-suffering and loyal fans in all of sports, you know, finally get that opportunity to be there, and you get a leg chopped from under you. You know, can you still win the game? Yeah. I mean, honestly, the spread probably would have been 6 or 7 if the Steelers were playing the way they were 4 or 5 weeks ago, you know, before we had these guys get knocked out with COVID. You know, that's probably where it should have been. But the Steelers have been so bad lately that it knocked it back down to 3, 3.5. So now with, you know, him out, you know, possible coach of the year guy, it's a big blow to them. Losing some of the players, losing some of the other coaches, it sucks. And, you know, hopefully don't lose more, because you said it on Coast to Coast today. Like, this could just be the tip of the iceberg. You know, it takes 3, 4, 5 days to get symptoms and more guys to test positive. So, you know, if the coach and some of his other coaches have it, we can very clearly see another 4 or 5 guys tomorrow, you know, 4 or 5 guys the next game. They might not have a team to play this weekend. And then the NFL's in a real pickle trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, if they get into a situation where it gets beyond, kind of like the Titans earlier this year, you know, that's been the only one that's been like full-blown, you know, double-digit number type of outbreak. You get into that. Yeah, the Ravens got up there pretty high, too, that Thanksgiving week game against the Steelers. But the only time this year in the NFL where a head coach and a bunch of the coaching staff missed the game was that Detroit game against Tampa a couple weeks ago, that Saturday game. Now, Bevel, to be fair, was the interim coach because Patricia got fired. But, man, you talk about a team that really looked unprepared that day. And I know the Lions stink, and the Bucks absolutely blasted them. That was the 47-7 game or whatever it was. But there's a difference. You know, this team is confident with Stefanski there. His first year leads him to the playoffs. He calls the plays on offense. I know it's not the same having Van Pelt in there. It just isn't. Or having the special teams coach running things. It's not the same. And I think that this is just going to be a real bad scene for the Browns on Sunday night. It's unfortunate. It sucks. But I think that they're in a lot of trouble. I think the head coach in the NFL is so important. So important. There's so many little key decisions that could be made throughout an entire game that, now you got this guy Pryfer, who's the special teams coach. You're relying on him to make them. You're relying on Alex Van Pelt to call the right plays for Baker Mayfield. Man, this is, I'm leaning Steelers. If this stays under, 7, and if you want to get under 7, Mafia, I'd probably do it, you know, today or early tomorrow. I got a feeling that this thing could get even higher.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to do a teaser, you know, get them down to like a half a point or a pick them, you know, that'd be great when to jump on with some of the other teams. You know, maybe tease Buffalo down, tease them down, you know, do some little interesting things over the weekend. That could be a prime suspect now with the things going on with them.
The teasers are funny, and every week, I usually do one every week, you know, sometimes two. And listen, it's a teaser, you know, it seems so easy, but it never is that easy. Okay.
Oh no, the Browns killed me last week with that. I'm down to 3 with Steelers not playing anybody, and they still blew it.
Well, look, like you look at it right now, and let's say you wanted to do, you know, a 3-teamer. Let's just say you want to do a 3-teamer. It seems so simple. You take the Bills, you get them down to, you know, to -0.5. You take the Steelers, you get them down to a pick 'em. You take Tampa, and then you get them down to 2.5. You're like, wow, these teams aren't losing. There's always somebody, Mafia, that wrecks the party. There just always is when you make these 3 and 4 team teasers. There's always somebody that wrecks the party. And I will end up playing that teaser probably. And I, as long as it's not my team that wrecks the party, that's all that matters to me. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia here with you. 844-843-6879. UNC did hold on there to beat Miami down on South Beach. So nice job by them. Lot more to do, more NFL playoff news, Heisman as well. Pharrell on the Bench rolls on right after this.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. We were talking about the Browns. By the way, Kansas and TCU underway. 21-17 Kansas with an early lead. Just about 11 minutes left to go in the first half. They're down in Fort Worth. Just to finish off with the Browns, Mafia, because we were talking, of course, about their unfortunate situation with the COVID. How about these knuckleheads? Left tackle Jedrick Wills and wide receiver Rashad Higgins. They were both cited for drag racing on Tuesday morning. Nice job by them. I think that there was also some tweets involved here. Police did not specify how fast either was driving. Cleveland's players were off on Tuesday. On Tuesday evening, Higgins posted on Twitter that his foot slipped in regard to the drag racing citation before deleting the tweet. He also posted he was trying to get away from COVID before deleting that tweet as well. Wills wrote on Twitter that people were blowing it out of proportion. So, little early morning drag racing from a couple members of the Cleveland Browns here ahead of their game with the Steelers on Sunday night, Mafia.
Yeah, just, oh my God, stupid stuff. And you know what it reminds me of, honestly, and makes me worry about them in this game, you know, not just because of the COVID, but, you know, when you do stupid stuff like that, it makes me think you're not focused and you're not sharp and you're not thinking about what's ahead of you. And it reminds me of the last time OBJ was in the playoffs when he was back with the Giants. Yeah. Obviously, he's not playing in this game, but when he's back with the Giants and the week off, and they did like the party boat in Miami. And then all of a sudden they go to Green Bay and they just get smoked because none of them were really focused on what was ahead of them. I feel like that's, you know, the same kind of thing with some, obviously not all these guys. It was just two of the guys that were involved here. But, you know, it's one of your best receivers, one of your best linemen right here. Not even like you're, you know, you're together at the practice facility. Just, oh, yeah, I'll beat you from light to light, leaving, going home. Like, they're off. Well, what are these idiots doing racing each other in the morning here on an off day in a playoff week? What if one of you morons crashed and now you have someone else out and not even because of COVID? Like, it's just, how dumb can you be? You know, it's the old adage of act like you've been there before. This guy's one of their best receivers right now.
Makes no sense. You just can't figure it out. Last one here is Kareem Hunt. Now, Kareem Hunt, of course, you know, Ohio guy. He's pumped for the Browns to be in the playoffs. He's pumped to face the Steelers on Sunday night. Now, like I said, the players are off today. I can't wait to hear from tomorrow now with a bunch of guys out. But this was Kareem Hunt yesterday saying that they cannot overthink this matchup with the Steelers.
The mindset is really, you know, win or go home. And I know a lot of guys on this team trying to keep playing football. And that's the goal. We got to go in there, take it play by play, you know, series by series, and find a way to win this ball game. And a lot of things are up against us. You know, it's a great football team that we're about to play. So we got to just, you know, continue doing what we do.
Yeah, a lot of things are up against you now, Kareem. Jeez, a lot of things are up against you. You don't have your head coach. You don't have your left tackle, or your left guard, I should say. And you got two guys drag racing at 5 o'clock in the morning. So there you go, Mafia. We've got Steelers and Browns Sunday night. Line still sitting at 6. We'll see where that one gets between now and then. The next one I want to get to with the in terms of these playoff teams is Washington. Because Ron Rivera claims that he's going to possibly rotate Alex Smith and Tyler Heinicke in and out of the game on Saturday night. Now, Smith did not look good on Sunday, Mafia. There's no doubt about it. He did not look good. It was his first game back. Heinicke came in the week before, replaced Haskins. This is the problem with trying to back Washington. As much as some of us want to, because of the defensive line. They are going to have a major problem scoring points on Saturday night, and they're going to have an even bigger problem if you're going to tell me that you're going to start playing quarterback carousel, putting Smith out there, then putting Heinicke in there, going back and forth. I can't have this, Mafia, if I'm looking to try to bet Washington on Saturday night.
No, that really scares me. You know, we were talking yesterday about how I didn't think that Tampa's looked good lately and that, you know, they could probably cover, not necessarily win, but, you know, that Alex Smith can keep him in this game. And if you're going to say, well, you know what, we're not sure we're not going to play him the whole game, we're going to bring in this other guy. I mean, if you have no good quarterback, two good quarterbacks, you have no good quarterbacks, right? I mean, this isn't a situation. You're in the playoffs now. You rode Smith to this point. Like, if he's not good enough to play the game, then do not put him in the game, and you play Heinicke the whole time, and you game plan, you figure out that. I don't know if this is just Rivera playing games and trying to get into the mind of Arians and the Bucs and saying, well, you know, you don't know who prepare for, and, you know, trying to play that. I don't think the Bucs are worried about that. I don't think that's going to change their game plan one way or another if Tyler Heinicke steps on the field. I don't think they're worried about him. I think they could just not practice all week and feel confident they're going to beat that guy. So don't tell me that that's going to, you know, be some kind of mental edge for them. It's just ridiculous. Either, you know, you're ridiculous thinking this is going to work, or you're ridiculous thinking that, you know, you acting like it's going to happen is going to work. It's just, I don't get it. And it's, you know, scares me off that game.
Yeah, this is not the same situation we'll get to later with McVay saying he's not telling anybody who's playing quarterback. Because Goff, whatever he is, you know, he's a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL. And nothing against Alex Smith. It's just, you know, watch the games. Watch the games. They don't score points even when Smith plays. You can't put Heinicke in. He stinks. I feel like if this is going to be the way that they go, that the Washington D can hold them to, 17 to 20 points, and they might still cover. They might still cover. Now, Ron Rivera is going to tell you otherwise. So let's listen to Ron Rivera, because he says, you know, they could beat the Bucs. They could do it. You know, underdog mentality, all this stuff. Here's Riverboat Ron.
The old saying goes, all you need is a chance. And so that's what we have, is a chance. And it's interesting because, you know, there's been a lot of upset victories throughout time. And no bigger or greater upset victory than David versus Goliath. So who knows? We'll see what happens. That's why we'll show up on Saturday night.
Ron, please. I mean, honestly, Ron, just relax. I mean, this is not, the undefeated Patriots against the Giants in the Super Bowl a few years ago. I mean, you went 7-9, Ron. Really, just please. This is going to be this. I want to bet against the Bucs. I just can't find an angle with everything that goes on here, Mafia. I think it's gonna get worse. I think the only way I could do it is if this thing somehow got to 10 by Saturday. That's it.
Yeah, we were talking last night about how I don't like the Bucs and the way they've looked down the stretch against good teams and even the bad teams. They barely, you know, they look like they beat the Falcons pretty good in that game on Week 17, but that was tight for a long time. Now, I mean, it had me worried because they're part of that teaser too, that Cleveland blew. I mean, I couldn't believe how they were letting them hang in that game. So I haven't liked, you know, them doing that and how they've looked against some of these, you know, mediocre teams that they should, you know, completely blow out, and they don't, or they wait till the end to kind of pull away. Washington's good defense. So I was trying to figure out a way, like, how can they do this? You know, how can they at least stay in this game? But if you're going to mess around with your quarterbacks and you're going to play, you know, shuffling and back and forth, you're going to play a shell game, that's going to hurt your team more than it's going to hurt them, because Heinicke and Alex Smith, you know, obviously we haven't seen a ton of Heinicke. So I'm just going to go off. Alex Smith is a rhythm guy. He needs to be in there. He needs to be, you know, making completion after completion to get his stuff going. He's not a guy like, you know, Mahomes or some of these other, or Rodgers, where, you know, he can sit for three quarters, you throw him out there, all of a sudden he's going to start winging it, no problem. You know, he needs to get in that motion. He needs to get that rhythm. He needs to get that momentum, especially after the injury and him coming back from being injured this year. So the last thing you need to do is start yanking him every, you know, five, six plays or however you're going to do this thing, and all of a sudden putting this other guy in there, making him sit for a play and throwing off his momentum and his rhythm.
I don't believe that he's taking Alex Smith out of the game unless Smith tells him he can't play. But I just don't believe it. He played the whole game on Sunday night. I just don't believe that he's going to have him out there and not play. Now, McVay, it's a different situation, obviously. We know that Goff has the injury with the thumb. He said today, Mafia, I am not making any announcements about anybody playing quarterback before game time. So basically, You're gonna have to wait till Saturday. We'll see if Goff is dressed, you know, if he's on the active roster for the game. And that's, you know, they'll probably show him a billion times in pregame warmup. And that's going to be where we know if it's going to be Goff or Wofford on Saturday. And that line's already moved down to 4 from 4.5.
Yeah. And we talked yesterday about, you know, everything with Washington. You're just talking about it again with the Eagles. And, you know, if you're going to sit a guy, you're not going to play a guy, like, just be honest with us so we know as bettors. And that's where this drives me nuts. I know, I understand why he's not doing it. It's, you know, like we just talked about with Rivera, you know, it's gamesmanship. He's trying to say, you know, I'm not going to let you know who to prepare for. And, you know, things might be different. You know, you talked about Walford's a guy who takes off. You know, Goff isn't. So that athleticism, that does change things. That could change a game plan defensively. So I understand why he's doing it. But us as bettors, that changes how you view this game. No one's going to have as much confidence in Walford from one start, first ever start in week 17 last week. You're not going to say, you know what, this guy might be the guy to get it done. You know, you might have more faith in Goff. You might not want to bet them if Goff's not playing or if he's not playing at 100%. So for us having to sit there and wait, I'm not placing a bet before that game. You know, maybe if I tease it and we're messing around with it and you know, bet under something else like that, player props, I could do that. I cannot sit and look at that spread and say I have a confidence one way or the other, not knowing who's starting that game.
Yeah, I think he legitimately isn't going to know if Goff can play until Saturday. I think that that's just how the injury is. He might have to wait until the next few days, see how much the healing goes on with Goff's hand. And then he might really, I think he legitimately won't know until a couple hours before kickoff if he has Jared Goff or not. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty, 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. We'll come back. We've got more NFL to do, Heisman later, tonight's NBA, college rack, the whole deal. Pharrell on the bench rolls on right after this.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty, 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. Kansas up 10 on TCU, 34-24. Just about 7 minutes left to go in the first half in that one. NBA is where I'm going to go right now. We, of course, mentioned earlier that the Nets absolutely blasted the Utah Jazz in Brooklyn tonight. Just cleaned them out, Mafia, 130-96. Jazz play a back-to-back. They're at the Garden tomorrow night, and FanDuel, of course, has the line already up for that game tomorrow. Jazz minus 6.5 at the Garden against the Knicks on a back-to-back. That could be a good spot, Mafia. I told Keith today, Knicks 6-1. ATS in the first quarter this year. I don't think they have that. They probably don't have the quarter lines up because they just put the game line up. Let's see. They do have the first quarter line up. Knicks plus 142. First quarter spread. Knicks getting 2.5. They're 6-1 against the spread in the first quarter. The Jazz coming off a beating against the Nets tonight. Could come out sluggish. I still think, I mean, they might finally pick it up later in the game. But Knicks and Jazz tomorrow off of that hammering. That should be interesting, Mafia.
That will be. That's one of the ones like, you know, obviously from what they've done, you're thinking, oh, well, you know, they're going to take that first quarter again. But Utah losing that game and getting beaten up so badly, like, do they come out with a little more fire tomorrow or are they a little disheartened? That's what you got to figure out. Which way is it? You know, because it's going to be one of the two. It's not going to be like, oh, yeah, they'll just come out like normal. Like, either they're going to be like, oh, man, I can't believe we just got beat up and now we're going to play again tomorrow. Or are they going to be ticked off for that? You know, with the Knicks playing well in the first quarter so far, they get the cock start, the young kids. Why not? I'm up for that plus 142 tomorrow.
Also, the Lakers did beat the Grizzlies, Mafia, 94-92. So they sweep both games. They had to hang out in Memphis for a couple of days, but they do take both games off of the Grizzlies. They did not cover tonight as they were laying 9 only won by a deuce. 82-78 right now in Denver. The T-Wolves up in the third quarter, now 82-80. -4.5 still for the Nuggets. Pregame, they were, I believe, -11. So Minnesota hanging around at the Pepsi Can tonight. Bulls and Blazers just underway. Early 12-5 lead for Portland. And then this, how about this score, Mafia? Spurs up 16 on the Clippers in the second quarter, 46-30. No Paul George for the Clippers tonight. Right now, the live line has the Clippers getting 4.5 with a money line of +172. I've seen crazy things in the NBA. I could see the Clippers come back and win this thing if they're motivated to do it tonight. Now, Mafia, you have already dabbled into this game on the live line.
Yeah, I jumped on this earlier when it was still in the first quarter and they were down. They got down to that, you know, 9-0 right away. And then when I jumped in on, I think it was somewhere like 16-7, and the Clippers were laying 3.5 instead of that 7.5. So I figured it was, you know, like I love to do with the LA teams, especially the Lakers. You know, they come out to those slow starts usually and then most times pull away. Obviously, tonight it was a very tight game, but, you know, they're very good to bet on the in-game line once they start getting down early because they know they can come back later on. And I did that with the Clippers, but I don't feel as good now. I mean, they just seem to be pretty listless in this second quarter, too. I mean, they get outscored 36-27 in the first quarter, outscored 10-3 already in the second quarter. I don't know what's going on with them, but Kawhi's got to get it going, and he's got to start shooting. He's only 1-3. Like, you're the best player on the team. Your backup guy in PG-13 isn't there. Like, start taking shots. Stop deferring to some of these other guys.
Here's why, and now it's 49-30. But honestly, Mafia, here's why I could see this turn around a little bit in the second half. The Spurs in the first half, being led by Patty Mills, who has 13. He's 4 of 6 from 3 in the first half. Now, that ain't normal. That's not something that happens on a normal basis. Patty Mills.
Yeah, they're shooting 60% as a team.
Right. And having a guy off the bench come in and whack 4 threes in the first half, you're not going to get that all game. You're just not going to get that. So that would be the kind of thing for me, looking at a number like that. And look, 20 points in the NBA when there's a talent difference like the Clippers and the Spurs, whether George is playing or not, I think that there might still be an opportunity here. But they need to cut into it a little bit before halftime. I'd like to see it get to 10, you know, maybe get around 10 by the half. If it's at that, I think that you could still be in very good shape with the Clippers here at home against the Spurs. So we'll keep our eye on all the NBA that is going on. We mentioned the Kansas team. Kansas is opening up now, 42-28. UConn, Mafia, how about them? I turned the game off. It was like 41-28 Marquette. They're at home early in the second half, beating up UConn. 55-50, UConn has surged ahead up in Wisconsin to take the lead on Marquette. They're now -5.5 on alive. Mississippi State also was down pretty big to Missouri. They have come back and now are up 12 in the second half. So some big swings in these college basketball games tonight. Proud of UConn, that's for sure. I really like them tonight. I did not play it, but I liked UConn a lot as I'm starting to finally get a look at some of these Big East teams and the college basketball teams, because now is when you have to start doing all the prep for March when these teams are going to be in the tournament. Okay, Mafia, NFL. We'll go back to that. We mentioned a few games. There's been a little bit of line movement in some of these games. Bills and Colts has held steady. It's been like it goes up to 7 for like a couple, like an hour or so, and then it'll go back down to 6.5, and then it'll stay there for a long time. That's what I've noticed with that game so far. We mentioned that the Rams and the Seahawks has gone from 4.5 to 4. The probability of Goff playing maybe going up is moving that line towards the Rams a little bit. Bucks still 8.5 in Washington against the football team. Saints still 9.5 against the Bears. We, of course, talked extensively about Cleveland now getting 6 in Pittsburgh. But there is, Mafia, the Ravens and the Titans, which moved off of the key number. It opened at -3 for the Ravens. We saw it at 3.5. For, you know, pretty much all day on Monday. And then around this afternoon on Tuesday, we saw it tick back down to Ravens -3. So a little bit of Titan money coming in here. Let's get into this game. Let's start with Harbaugh, because these two teams did play a great game earlier this season. Overtime win for the Titans. Ravens blew a lead. Of course, Forget that with revenge. How about last year, the Titans going into Baltimore and knocking them out as the one seed? So a lot of history between these two teams. The Titans have beaten them the last two times they played. Here's John Harbaugh. Revenge cannot be a factor for the Ravens.
I think we're just focusing on the game. You know, really, previous games really have little bearing. I mean, we played them many times over the years. You know, we were on the bus ride back, and Eric and Ozzie were talking about 2000, 2003, 2006, 2008. You know, you go back to, 2018. I mean, there's just been a lot of games over the years. It's got some history. The rivalry does, sure. But what impact does any of that have on the next game? We just have to go play our best game of the year. That's what we're preparing to try to do.
Yeah, and there's John Harbaugh as the Ravens and the Titans will play Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern. Any changes for you, Mafia, with this game right now? I don't really think I'm going to play this game if it's at 3, one way or the other. If it gets to 3.5 again on Sunday morning, maybe I could splash with the Titans, because I think this will be a very physical, close game. But what I still love, and I said it last night, is the over, because I think both teams are going to score. The Titan defense is awful. How are you feeling now as we hit a Tuesday between the Ravens and the Titans?
Yeah, I'm still a little iffy on which team I'm going to lean on for this one. We got to go through, you know, the week a little bit more, see what happens. I mean, honestly, right now with what's been going on this year, you know, see if there's any issues with these teams with COVID, just like Cleveland had. I mean, both these teams obviously have had some big issues with that. So you don't hope for that. You don't want that. But obviously that's a factor that we have to, you know, keep in our minds and keep in our prep these days for who's going to play in what game. You know, how are you going to bet it? Well, who's actually going to make it to the end of the week? But I think right now I agree with you. Like, sitting at 3 just feels too on the nose. You know, I need leeway one way or the other. You know, maybe you can involve that with a teaser to get you feeling safe. But I don't feel strong about either of these teams. I feel much stronger about possible player props when those come out, which we have to wait for later in the week. I just checked. We don't have those yet. Yeah. I like the, the anytime touchdowns for both tight ends and maybe, you know, yards or catches for those guys, because they are some of the prime targets. I mean, Jonnu Smith is more of a red zone guy. Like, he gets all these touchdowns for them, not necessarily racking up yards like Andrews, but Andrews, you know, you could rack him up for 4, 5, 6, you know, receptions easily as a tight end, surprisingly, because he's just, you know, the perfect security blanket for Lamar Jackson and the way that the defenses are letting things up. Probably have a field day. So I'm looking more right now at possible player props in that game itself, because I don't feel confident neither, and it's too on the nose where the spread is for me at the moment.
Yeah, no question. I want the player props. I wish, and I get them up now. There's only 6 games this weekend. It usually takes until Saturday to put all the Sunday games up. There's only 6 games. It's the playoffs. Put the player props in maybe tomorrow, Wednesday. Get them in midweek. Give people some time to chew on the player props. And let's try to make something happen. Now, next hour, Mafia, we'll get into the name the finalists bet that FanDuel has to try to pick the two teams that will be in the Super Bowl. There's some juicy odds on some of these matchups. But another one popped up today, which was a wild card weekend special. And they've been doing this on Sundays with a lot more games. You could bet on who will be the highest scoring team and the lowest scoring team in the playoffs this weekend. The favorite for highest scoring team is the Ravens, plus 470. If you think the Ravens will score the most points in wild card weekend, the Bills right behind them at plus 500, Saints plus 600. For the lowest scoring team, Mafia, it is the WFT, the Washington football team, at plus 480. And the Bears second at plus 500. I don't know. I think the Bears will score a couple points against the Saints. I don't like that bet at all. I wouldn't go near the Bears being the lowest scoring team this weekend. Maybe the Browns now. Maybe you should get the Browns now, Mafia, before they find out that, you know, more guys have COVID the rest of the week.
You know what? Maybe even the Rams, if you don't know who the quarterback is, you know, if you get Walford in there and Seattle's defense is playing well. I mean, I like the WFT to be the leader in the clubhouse, obviously, with the way that they have struggled offensively all year. And if, you know, Alex Smith isn't 100% and you're worried about him and some of these other guys that they have banged up, not that I love the Bucs defense, but I think that's just going to be a low scoring game in general. So, you know, that's a pretty good, I mean, plus 480 too. You figure if you have a team that you expect to be the lowest scoring, like, if not minus money, at least a lot closer, that you're getting almost 5-1 on that. I'm surprised, you know, and as far as the highest scoring, I mean, the Ravens are good, but I would be more so on your Bills. I know that Indy has a good defense and they have a good running game, so they could try to take the air out of the ball a little bit and not put it in Josh Allen's hands as much. But I think they have a great chance with what they've been doing the last couple weeks. I wouldn't bet the Saints because the Bears' defense is pretty solid and they held them, you know, to in the 20s, the mid-20s, 26 points in the first time they played. So that could be one of the, you know, Bills probably are my favorite in that one because I don't know if the Ravens are going to put up points, but I think the Bills might put up more.
I think the sneakiest play for the highest scoring team with a lot of value at 9-1 is the Titans. Because I actually think the Titans and the Ravens, like I think they're going to play some kind of a barn burner game where both could get in the high 30s and the Titans can win it. I think the Titans might be a sneaky good play. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia. We've got a lot more to do. We will keep rolling on Sports Grid Radio right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia. In for Scotty, 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. I'm sorry, Mafia. I'm just completely enthralled now with this FanDuel highest scoring team, lowest scoring team prop that they have for the weekend. I'm completely wrapped up in it. I'm playing the Titans at 9-1 to be the highest scoring team this weekend. I am going to take a shot that they win some crazy 45-41 type of game over the Ravens, and I've now decided that the lowest scoring team that I'm going to take a shot with is Seattle at plus 950. That the Rams win some kind of rock fight, a 13-10 type of rock fight between the Rams and the Seahawks, with the Rams coming out on top. Hey, I'm just looking for, you know, sure, you could play Washington as the favorite, or you could play the Rams as the favorite. I'm looking for a team in the middle of the pack that I think has a chance to be either the highest or the lowest. And when I look at these numbers, I don't think the Colts will, because they're going to score some points against the Bills. The Titans and the Ravens are going to score points. The Steel, you know, the lowest scoring to the Browns, they maybe could score a couple points, but I'm looking for that big money and big prizes, Mafia. I want to try to get as much value as I could possibly get. So I'm going to try the Seahawks maybe to lose a rock fight to the Rams.
Well, of course, you know, you want the value. I mean, you get value no matter where you bet at this point with the way these odds are, but you want to get more. You know, you don't want to just win a little bit. You want to win a lot. That's why we do this. So you're always looking for the extra plays here. I always do that with the MMA, trying to figure out how they're going to win, not just who's going to win to get the better odds. So why not take a shot with, you know, one or two of these? And if you get one of these plus 1,000 or more, I mean, how could you go wrong?
Oh, I'm with you 100%. No question about it. I'm all riled up in it now. I can't wait. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879. Hour one in the books. When we come back, we'll talk some Heisman. We'll talk some NBA, college football, college basketball, the whole deal. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia. We roll on to hour number two next.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.